RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome back. We are Song 2, taking inspiration from the iconic Blur smash hit. This is the podcast where we argue that the second song on any given album is always, in inverted commas, the best or most important. I am your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're diving into British rapper and poet Loyal Kana with Nobody Knows. Now, before we start, I've actually spoken to Loyal about this very podcast, which you can go check out on our website or even in the podcast houses where you get these regularly, if you feel like it, of course. But I just felt like we could do a little throwback and take a moment to dive into his album, Hugo. So, let's get on with it.
Check. I told the black man he didn't understand. I reached the white man, he wouldn't take my hand. I
sat alone. Yes, what's going on? It's your favorite dog walker, Loyal Kana, and you're listening to RTL Today Radio. Love, peace, Afro Greece.
Can't think till I figure who I am. Are you lost, or are you just another man sitting in my sunshine trying to catch a tan? Listen, outside I can feel the sun's rain. I love it. Inside I was bumping John Wayne.
Loyal Kana released Hugo in 2022, which shifted themes from his earlier records, Yesterday's Gone and Not Waving But Drowning. While his earlier work is warm and full of jazz samples, Hugo is more confrontational and definitely more political. The album was heavily shaped by his relationship with his stepfather, who worked as a porter at the Royal Albert Hall. And so Kana recorded lots of the project there, a fitting detail seeing as the album goes through lots of issues to do with family and identity. Now, firstly, the album was a huge hit and was met with a lot of praise. It debuted at number 3 on the UK Albums Chart and was nominated for the Mercury Music Prize. And, well, Nobody Knows sits second on the record, surprise, surprise, after the brilliant opener Hate. Hate jumps straight in at the deep end and builds crazy tension, and then Nobody Knows is, well, yeah, less aggressive, but gets deeply personal and grounds the album.
My eyes wide, tears cried, the news lied, but he died, so who am I? And yo, I'm asking, who am I? Because my kid will maybe have them blue eyes, and he won't understand the pain that's in mine. And late at night I wonder maybe that's why, because I never want to hear the same cry from a kid.
The center of the song is Kana's relationship with his biological father. Across his career, he has spoken openly about growing up without him, but this song reflects on meeting him later in life and working out their relationship. The production is quite minimal, allowing his voice to sit front and center with a lovely choral background singing Nobody Knows on loop, which is both warm and rather unsettling at the same time. The background choir comes from an original song of the same name by T.I. Barrett and the Youth for Christ, which came out in 1971. It adds some depth to Kana's song and gives it the gospel vibe. The original song was released in 1971 and is actually a Chicago gospel track built around church call and response. Its lyrics focus on struggle and the belief that God understands unseen battles. And even though Loyal Kana doesn't keep the religious meaning of it, he does shape a lot of the lyrics around it, about misunderstandings of being alone and struggling with experiences of his race. And his performances of the song live are on a different level altogether. It's just different gravy. He's spoken at length in interviews about how performing the song feels different each night, especially knowing his father might well hear it. And if you've been lucky enough to see him live, you know that this song is brought with so much passion that the crowd literally goes quiet, just standing there in awe. At festivals and headline shows alike, the track creates a kind of collective stillness.
Figure who I am, are you lost, or are you just another man sitting in my sunshine trying to catch a tan? Listen, outside I can feel the sun's rain. I love it. Inside I was bumping John Wayne.
Nobody Knows might not be his most famous song, but it's resonated with so many people and proven his range. And seeing as it's on this podcast, we know it's the most important song on the album. Placing it second on Hugo is intentional. Track twos often define the album, and this one does exactly that. It has been a standout song, which is unskippable. Facts. And then the rest of the album calms down afterwards.
Tears on my face transferring to her chest. I was left, and she would say he ain't coming. But I can tell him that you love him. I and I would shout, nah, love means nothing. Say I wanna hug, I wanna talk, I want something. See, I reached the Blair man, he wouldn't take my hand.
All in all, Nobody Knows is a powerful example of how Loyal Kana has evolved. It's super personal and honest, and we're absolutely here for it. Make sure you check out the full interview I did with Loyal, available to you on RTL Play On Demand.
Or are you just another man, sitting in my sunshine? My eyes wide, tears cried, the news lied, but he died, so who am I?
And with that, I think it's safe to say that Nobody Knows has earned its place in the Song 2 Hall of Fame. So that's it for this week, but be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, hit that notification bell and leave us a star rating and a review if you like, because yeah, it really does help. I've been your host, Steam Steps Low. This episode has been written and produced by Florence Keogh for RTL Today Radio. Thanks for listening.
You're no sitting, there's no living.